USA News, I'm John Schaefer. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, U.S. forces will be strategically positioned in the Middle East due to a concern that the conflict between Israel and Hamas might escalate into a broader conflict.
We know Iran continues to support Hamas and Hezbollah, then in some cases actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others who may want to exploit the conflict for their own good.
Kirby said there's been an increase in rocket and drone attacks by Iranian-backed proxy groups targeting military bases housing U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria. Hamas has recently released two additional hostages, citing humanitarian grounds as the reason. However, a senior advisor to the Israeli prime minister has expressed skepticism about the claim.
Releasing two, and they want to project themselves as, I don't know, as a normal political organization, as a humanitarian organization. But what is the truth? This is a brutal terrorist organization.
The hostages were identified as two Israeli women. A recent poll by USA Today, Suffolk University, reveals that a significant majority of Americans are eager for the House of Representatives to get back to work. 67% of registered voters believe that the House should promptly elect a new speaker. Detroit police are emphasizing that the stabbing death of the president of a local synagogue is not believed to be connected to anti-Semitism.
We don't feel, as of this press conference, that there's anything that supports anyone else being at risk as it relates to a hate crime.
Police Chief James White said they are actively pursuing a suspect in the case. Samantha Wall, who was found with a number of stab wounds on a sidewalk near her house Saturday morning, held the position of president at the Isaac Agree downtown Detroit synagogue. And the Minnesota Vikings will face off against the San Francisco 49ers on Monday Night Football. The Vikings secured their second victory of the season when they beat the Bears last Sunday. 49ers stand at 5-1. This is USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
A group of union members who have gone on strike are urging UAW President Sean Fain to join them in receiving the same $500 paycheck as a gesture of solidarity. The union asserts that Fain will still receive his full salary, which is estimated to exceed $200,000. Monday, the UAW broadened its strike against the Big Three automakers to encompass a significant Stellantis plant in Detroit. The son of the Nashville police chief is wanted for shooting two Laverne police officers. Lance Pry has more.
A manhunt continues for the chief of police's estranged son for shooting two police officers. John Drake Jr. is accused of shooting the officers Saturday afternoon while they were investigating a stolen vehicle outside a Dollar General. Police in Laverne, Tennessee say both officers are in stable condition after being shot. Laverne is about 20 miles southeast of Nashville. Authorities say the suspect is the estranged son of Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake. In a statement, Drake said he's deeply saddened that his son was involved and that his prayers are with the two officers.
Today marks the second consecutive year that the Las Vegas Aces will host their WNBA Championship Parade. At 5 p.m. Pacific Time, the champions will embark on a celebratory journey down the Las Vegas Strip. The decisive moment came last week in Game 4 of the WNBA Finals, where Las Vegas clinched a victory with a 70-69 win over the New York Liberty. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.